we're now moving into an era of where drug companies were developing small molecules for treatment, but the big emphasis now is on biologicals, antibodies, for treatments in cancer, in inflammatory disease, and eventually in the brain. Now, these are very, very powerful molecules. You all would have known about the Northwick Park accident a couple of years ago, where they injected into 7 volunteers and fingers fell off and what have you. It was a huge uproar about it. They were administering these molecules, which behave quite differently in man than they did in monkeys. Now, they were injecting into these people 7 milligrams, solely injecting, and these people were in intensive care within hours. We can inject a thousandth of that as a PET study to see how are these new biologicals, which behave differently in man, where do they go? Do they behave differently? And it's called microdosing or zero dosing. In other words, giving drugs which have no pharmacological effect, but yet you're seeing where this drug is going. Is it homing? Is it concentrating in where you don't expect it to go? Is it going where it should go? And it's the world is developing now for drug development. It may become unethical not to do a microdose before you go into phase one. Whether it be a microdose, you can measure by a blood sample with some chemical technique measuring how the drug is behaving, or things like PET, which are exquisitely sensitive. And when we compare the use of PET now for these FDGs, tumor staging, compared to using it to discovering new molecules, and these powerful molecules, and getting more and more into man by virtue of using these very sensitive probes, I can go into man without any worry about toxicology because I'm dealing with zero dose. That's the vision, whether it be for the brain or for cancer or whatever.